Today from the Ohio Newsroom, Ohio's out-of-state home buyers.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. It's a hard time to be a prospective homebuyer in Ohio and across the country. Home prices have barely declined in the last year as interest rates have stayed steady. Plus, buyers have to compete with large investment companies for single-family homes. Sometimes these investors are out of state, far from the homes they own. Matt Klesta with the Cleveland Federal Reserve looked at the data to determine how this trend is playing out in Ohio's six most populous counties and one in Pennsylvania. I spoke with him last week to hear his findings. Hello, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
So your research looked at the socioeconomic makeup of the neighborhoods that have a large share of investors buying up single-family homes. Where in Ohio are we seeing this trend the most?
So in Ohio, what I found is a lot of these neighborhoods where there's a lot of investor activity, they tend to be less white. The home values are lower. Rents are lower. Rental burden tends to be higher in these neighborhoods. The counties that I saw a lot of investor activity occurring in, so one was Summit County, which is home to Akron. So about a third of the single family homes owned in those areas of high activity were owned by investors. Franklin County also had quite a few. It was 30%. And then Cuyahoga was number three at 26%.
Gotcha. Do we know who these investors are and where they're from?
Yeah, I didn't look specifically in terms of like size of who they are, but I do know whether they're in-state or out-of-state. In Lucas County, there was over 50% of the purchases over the past few years were out-of-state investors. And that was the highest of the seven counties I looked at. Cuyahoga County was also around a third, Summit County was also pretty high too, over 30%.
Okay, so it sounds like we're seeing a big shift. Why does this matter? What's the impact of investors owning homes rather than households?
So we do a community issue survey, and in many of the more recent surveys, we keep hearing comments about investors, investor-owned properties impacting housing affordability. Investors, purchasing homes that, they're in competition with families buying homes because they have cash. Investors not maintaining their properties, and also the issue of out-of-state investors just not maintaining. So I wanted to take a look at those questions and see what I see in the data.
Part of the apprehension with these investors coming in can be this question of quality the homes will be kept in. You looked at how often these out-of-state investors are pulling housing permits, which can be an indicator of if they're making home improvements. What did you find there?
In five of the seven cities, I found that investors pulled permits at a greater rate within 6 months than owner occupants, which would make sense because research shows that investors tend to buy older properties. So it would make sense that they would have more repairs needed, more updating needed. But in two of the cities, and this is Cleveland and Toledo, owner occupants pulled permits at a higher rate. And these are in those hotspot areas. And kind of the interesting correlation there, even though correlation doesn't imply causation, but those are also the two counties that had the highest share of out-of-state investor activity. So kind of an interesting connection there that definitely warrants a closer look.
That's Matt Klesta. He's the senior policy analyst with the Cleveland Federal Reserve. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.